It's Thursday, December 22nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed 40 people in a Christian-majority part of northern Nigeria over the last week. In one attack, Pastor Yusuf Gan of the evangelical church Winning All was severely beaten in front of his family. His wife and children were then abducted. Christian Solidarity Worldwide President Mervyn Thompson said, quote, "These renewed attacks are occurring in the run-up to the Christmas holidays, raising concerns of a possible campaign to disrupt the festive season in this predominantly Christian area," end quote. British police arrested Isabel von Spruce, the director of March for Life UK, last Thursday for praying silently outside an abortion mill. The thought police received a tip-off from a bystander concerned that the pro-life activist might be praying in her mind. Local authorities have established censorship zones around abortion mills to keep pro-lifers away. Police also banned von Spruce from praying publicly beyond the censorship zone. She said, quote, "It's abhorrently wrong that I was searched, arrested, interrogated by police, and charged simply for praying in the privacy of my own mind," end quote. In Psalm 94, verses 20 and 21, the psalmist asks, "Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with the Lord? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Joe Biden at the White House yesterday. In his first trip outside Ukraine since Russia invaded in February, Zelensky addressed Congress.
"Against all odds and doom and gloom, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking. We have no fear, nor should anyone in the world have it. Ukraine's gained this victory, and it gives us courage, which inspires the entire world. Europe is now stronger and more independent than ever. The Russian tyranny has lost control over us."
Lawmakers included a $45 billion package for Ukraine aid in a must-pass $1.7 trillion government funding bill, reports ABC News. Congress has until midnight Friday to pass the bill and avoid a shutdown. Just prior to Zelensky's visit, the U.S. confirmed it would send its famed Patriot surface-to-air missiles to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials are cracking down on Orthodox churches in the country that have ties to Russia. Ukraine's Security Council recently seized the assets of 7 senior Orthodox clerics and placed them under a travel ban. Odessa, Texas is the 62nd city in the U.S. to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. Last Tuesday, the city council voted 6-1 in favor of a sanctuary city for the unborn ordinance. Mayor Javier Joven welcomed the vote after working for 2 years to get the measure passed. However, Odessa Councilman Steve Thompson was the lone vote against protecting the babies. To politely register your objection with Councilman Thompson's vote, you can email him at sthompson@odessa-tx.gov or call 432-335-3276. The ordinance bans the killing of unborn babies as well as abortion-inducing drugs within the city limits. The measure prohibits performing abortions on Odessa residents, regardless of where it would happen, and the city cannot enter into contracts with organizations that fund abortion. Romans 13, verse 3 says, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be afraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same." Tech billionaire Elon Musk will be stepping down from CEO at Twitter after asking users on Sunday. 57% voted for Musk to step down in the Twitter poll. However, Musk still owns the company, but said he will find someone else to become CEO. Meanwhile, Musk continues to release disturbing internal Twitter documents, exposing how the company operated before he bought it. The latest Twitter files show that the FBI paid $3.4 million to the social media company to suppress negative tweets about Joe Biden and the Democrats. Republican Representative James Comer of Kentucky, the incoming House Oversight Committee chairman, told CBN News that investigating the situation will be a top priority for Republicans.
Anyone that cares about free speech should be outraged. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, this has to stop. This is going to be a top priority for the Republican majority in January.
U.S. home sales were down 7% in November compared with October. They're down 35% compared with a year ago. It's the 10th consecutive month of home sale declines. However, median home sale prices have increased by 3.5% to $370,700 compared to last year. And finally, analysis by Houston Christian University professor Lisa Trelevin found that homeschool students scored better than their peers on the Classic Learning Test. The standardized college entrance exam is grounded in the liberal arts tradition and uses classic texts as opposed to the contemporary writings used in SAT and ACT tests. Homeschool students earned mean scores of 78. Private school and charter school students scored lower at 75 and 73, respectively. Public school students scored the lowest at 66. Trelevin noted, quote, "This is consistent with prior research findings of superior academic performance of homeschool students as compared to other school types," end quote. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.